country is heading in a very dangerous direction. Rather than demonstrating a commitment to the protection of the rights of its citizens, our leader, Jacinda Ardern, like Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, appear far more interested in following the playbook of the World Economic Forum. Protest action from both protesters and the response from government look to mirror what is happening in Canada and New Zealand. So let's look at what's happening in Canada first. Trudeau has made it clear to the Canadian people that opposition to his political views absolutely will not be tolerated. Trudeau has committed grave violations against the rights of Canadian protesters by assuming unprecedented emergency powers. Despite the clear violations of the rights of Canadians, most leaders in the West and most of the establishment media have been largely silent about or even supportive of his actions. In fact, Trudeau's actions are in keeping with the prevailing agenda of a large and growing segment of the world, of the Western world. Now, you may recall when COVID-19 was first detected in New Zealand, Prime Minister Ardern declared a nationwide state of emergency, which was followed by the COVID-19 Public Health Response Act, which gave our government a huge range of powers. We've already seen an overreach of that power in New Zealand. As the West increasingly turns its back on many of the biblical values upon which it was built, it's opening itself up to increasing totalitarianism. People who understand the connection between freedom and faith in God need to denounce Trudeau's totalitarianism in all forms. If people around the world don't boldly and peacefully stand up for their values and freedoms in the public square, what Canada has become and what New Zealand is about to become, and the descent of our world into totalitarianism, and our descent into the world of totalitarianism, won't stop there. Both leaders portray themselves as liberals, but they refuse to protect the basic rights of citizens to speak freely, to make their own medical decisions, and to protest peacefully. Both Trudeau and Ardern are following the same exact playbook being used across the world, and New Zealanders might note the familiarity. Declare a crisis, construct a narrative around the crisis, push the narrative via established media, use the narrative to consolidate power, slander, censor and persecute all those who oppose that narrative. This strategy has been used across the world in response to the pandemic time and time again. As those who value the freedoms that have been passed down to us by previous generations, we must look to Trudeau's Canada as a cautionary tale. You know, we must choose leaders who are dedicated to upholding truth and defending human liberty, rather than those who seek to transform our societies into technocratic regimes. Regimes run by unaccountable scientific and political experts who manufacture and exploit crises in order to centralise power and crush all dissent. If we want a future in which the truth can be spoken freely, we must speak the truth now. If we want societies in which the God-given freedoms of men and women are protected and in which our God-given values are cherished, we must not compromise when corrupt governments step outside their rightful bounds. We must peacefully oppose such tyranny and live as those who know that the authority of God is higher than any government. We must elect leaders who refuse to conform to the agendas of godless international institutions, but who will instead cherish and fight for the freedoms.
Thank you for watching. For more information about our work or your move to donate, jump online to our webpage, christianvoicenewzealand.com. God.